Good morning, happy Easter, and we are, as Marians, always on this special day. In fact, the next 8 days is the biggest celebration, and I was praying on this morning, and I thought, you know, I'm going to try my best to bring an opportunity this time to explain everything that connects and see how we bring this together. You know, the Bible is come alive in the liturgy. And you can even see the biblical coming alive right here with the Marian Fathers, our servers who I mentioned. We have Philip, we have Andrew, we have Paul, and Elliot, I don't know how you snuck in there, but I'm sure there's a great St. Elliot somewhere. And so how beautiful it is to be able to celebrate this. Now let's go back and see how we can try to tie this all together. Now, what did our Lord do when his time at the end of his 3 years of his public ministry finished? Our Lord did what? He went into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. Now, this was symbolic also, too, of the time that the Israelites spent in prior to Christ in searching for the promised land. It was their preparation of searching for the promised land. Now, this is very important because that 40 days was filled with trial, tribulation, and I'm sorry, 40 years for the Israelites. Now, Christ comes and for 40 days and 40 nights goes into the desert to prepare to be able to endure what he knows is coming. This would be his passion and his death, ultimately ending in his resurrection. So what did he do? He spent 40 days and 40 nights in self-denial, fasting, prayer. This is what we do in Lent. So we had our Lenten season that traditionally, not including Sundays, but is 40 days of prayer and fasting. Now why? That is to prepare us for what is to come. Now, just like our Lord, we celebrate or partake in the Triduum. Now, the Lenten season is an entire liturgical season. Then we enter into the Triduum, which is also a separate liturgical season. So now that was with the Passion or the Liturgy of the Lord's Supper. So we had on Holy Thursday, we had the service here with the washing of the feet, which represent the 12 apostles. That really is an ordination of the priesthood. If you go back to the Aaronic priesthood, in order to be ordained, part of the rite of ordination was washing the feet. So on Holy Thursday, it was like us in the upper room with Jesus ordaining the priests. And then at the end of Holy Thursday, we process down to the Tabernacle of Repose, where we take our Lord and we prayed and waited. That's symbolic of being in the Garden of Gethsemane. So what happened after the Lord's Last Supper? He goes to the garden, right? They go to the garden. There he asked the disciples to keep watch with him. That was our job on Holy Thursday. So hopefully you were there keeping watch unlike the apostles, they fell asleep. And so hopefully we can be awake, keeping watch with our Lord. Now then, after that, our Lord is condemned. And so on the Passion of the Good Friday, we read about the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's condemned, he's put to death. So he endures the crucifixion. Okay, so this is the power of what we are experiencing in the Triduum. Now this is a tradition in the church. We know it's documented historically. And our Lord endured the crucifixion. Now, yesterday, we had Holy Saturday, which if you haven't seen, I did a whole talk on Holy Saturday. Where was Jesus on Holy Saturday? He descended to the dead, or as we more properly say, he descended into hell. But that confuses people. If you want more detail, the talk we did yesterday is up on our channel. But the essence of it is this: our Lord descended into hell, but it's not the hell of the damned. That is Gehenna. The hell that is referencing is Hades in Greek, or Sheol, okay, in Hebrew, which basically means a waiting place. So all of the righteous who died before Jesus Christ, Moses, David, they went to this place of holding. Now, our Lord explains this very well in the parable of Lazarus and the rich man. Lazarus was the poor guy that got stepped on and had nothing, and the rich man would walk by him, ignore him, and Jesus told the parable that when they both died, they went down to this realm. But there, within the realm, there are two parts. There's the bosom of Abraham, which is that place where the righteous were waiting to be liberated and the door of heaven opened. And then you had the place of torment where the rich man went. Now, here's what's fascinating. How many times I've heard people say that the thief on the cross proves that purgatory didn't exist. He didn't do any good works. He didn't do anything. He died, and then Jesus said, "You'll be with me in paradise." Two interesting points. As Father Anthony pointed out at our dinner yesterday, the thief did do something. What did the thief do on the cross? First of all, he did an act, huge act of mercy, admonished the sinner. He admonished the guy next to him. That's a spiritual act of mercy. Second, he had perfect contrition. "Lord, I am really, really sorry." And then as Father Bob pointed out, he then proclaimed Christ as King. These are things that can purify us to allow us to go to heaven. But when Jesus said, "You'll be with me in paradise," what's fascinating, the Jews, when they used the word paradise, meant the bosom of Abraham. So that thief did not go straight to heaven, according to the wording of the Jews. He went to paradise, which was the bosom of Abraham, which means he was going to go down with Jesus to be waiting to be liberated. So now we are on Easter Sunday. Now is the liberation. Now Christ, through his resurrection, has opened the door to heaven, and we can all now be saved. Here's the point, everybody. I should say we can be, because when Christ died and resurrected, is all of mankind redeemed? Is all of mankind now redeemed that Jesus went through his passion, death, and resurrection? Is every human being who has ever lived now redeemed? Yes or no? Yes. Yes. Every human being is redeemed. You are all redeemed. But will every human being be saved? No, because some choose not to accept Christ, his teaching, this scripture, and the grace through the sacraments. So here, everybody, is where it all ties together. Father Seraphim, now I'm going to go back. I always like to take you back to seminary. I always say, I pull out my seminary notes. I want to give you teaching on seminary without having to take tests or go to class. But today, I'm going to take you back to Father Seraphim. Father Seraphim taught me this, and I think it's the most powerful way to understand what is happening today and the next 8 days. Let's try my best. Okay. When God created the world, he created the world in how many days? Six. Six. Not seven. Not seven. Oh, my. We're going to have catechism class here after Mass. Praise be to God. God created the world in 6 days. He rested on the seventh day. Okay? So he rested on the seventh day. Now, that is why the Jews celebrate the Sabbath on Saturday, right? Why? Because Sunday was day one of God's creation, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right? And then when did he rest? Saturday, the seventh day. Now, that is the Jewish Sabbath. We rest, right? This is what it is. Now, that was creation. But what happened to creation? It got broken. So, what did God do? He sent his Son to fix it, to redeem it, and to give us a new creation. So, guess why Christ resurrected on Sunday? This is the first day of a new creation. This today, Easter Sunday, is the first day of the week, but a new week. The first week of creation got defiled. It got broken. So now God gives us his Son. He redeems that brokenness that came, and now we have a new creation. And so on this day, this first day of the new creation, we begin something called the octave of Easter. Now, what happened? All right. So on this day, Jesus opens the door to heaven. We are all able to pass through it. That's why Easter Sunday is called day one. It's day one of the new creation. Day one, Easter Sunday. So Jesus opened the door to heaven today. Now what? Does that mean you are automatic? Does that mean your time on earth is done? Uh-uh. You got to do just like the Jews did. You got to go. The next 7 days are symbolic of your pilgrimage on earth called life. Now, what was the perfect number to the Jews? Now everybody's afraid to answer. What's the perfect number to the Jews? Seven. Now, seven represents time, creation, just like we talked about. So if Jesus opened the door to heaven on Easter Sunday, the next 7 days are symbolic of your pilgrimage here on earth called life. Now, at the end of those 7 days, your time is up. You will then pass from this world of time into the new world of eternity. And take a guess at what the perfect number to the Jews was, not to represent time, that was seven, the days of creation plus God's rest, but guess what the perfect number to the Jews is for eternity? Eight. Eight. That was the true perfect number. Seven is the perfect number in terms of time, the natural order. But to the Jews, the number eight was the perfect number for eternity, the supernatural order. So this makes perfect sense. God has led us through this preparation in Lent. Then we are crucified with Christ in the Triduum. Then we come on Easter Sunday and we now celebrate the resurrection. The door to heaven is open, but it's not over. We're just beginning the Easter season. And the Easter season begins with the octave, 8 days. Jesus told St. Faustina that I want this feast of Divine Mercy Sunday. It has to be on the Sunday after Easter. It has to be on what he called the eighth day. Now, Father Seraphim, I know you're probably grumbling if I don't get this exactly right. He always used to tell me that. So on the first day, Easter, we then now have an open door to heaven. But it's up to us what we do about it. You are in your pilgrimage through the desert right now. Trials, tears, suffering, just like the Jews in the desert. You are going through your pilgrimage of life and you're seeking the promised land, just like the Jews. The promised land is when they enter in to the glory of paradise. Now, our pilgrimage ends on the eighth day when we go into eternity. So what do we want to do? We want to get to paradise. We want to get to the promised land. That is heaven. And so on the eighth day when you die, God gives you the opportunity to pass through the door he opened on Easter. That is Divine Mercy Sunday. And so together, this is all one day. We are not celebrating two separate feasts. It is one day. That's why to the Jews, when a feast was so big, so important, okay? In fact, the three biggest Jewish feasts, all right, are celebrated this way, all right? 8 days. They were not celebrated in one day, but over 8 days. The next 8 days are all Easter for us. That's why we Marians will eat meat this Friday. Yay. Because we never eat meat on Fridays, but we will this Friday. Because it's all Easter. Now, when all of a sudden our time on earth is over, we want to go into that open door of heaven, right? But in order to do that, can just anybody walk into heaven? No. You got to be what? Spotless. Now, there are two kinds of stains that can affect your wedding garment. Remember, this Mass is a wedding. Jesus is the groom. You are the bride. You come up this aisle, you are making your wedding march, just like a bride who's waiting for you at the altar, your groom, Jesus Christ. When you come together, the groom enters into you, the bride, it is consummated. This is the wedding feast of the Lamb. Now, Jesus, as any good Jewish groom, wants to take his bride home to meet his parents. You are the bride. I am the bride. The church is the bride. But in order for Jesus to take that bride to the wedding feast in heaven, you got to be spotless. So on that eighth day, when you die and Jesus comes for you, he wants to take you to that open door to heaven. He opened it today on Easter Sunday, but on Divine Mercy Sunday, he wants you to walk through that door. That's why Father Seraphim actually used to teach Divine Mercy Sunday is greater than Easter. Now, I don't go that far because, as I said, they're all part of the octave of Easter. They're all celebrated as one big feast. Now, why did he say that? Because St. Augustine, St. Gregory of Nazianzus all said that the eighth day is the biggest day of the feast. It's the highest day of the feast. Why? Because St. Thomas Aquinas said everything has two perfections. The first perfection is that it exists, and then the second perfection is it achieves that for which it was created. Okay? It's called your telos. So the very fact that you are created by God is your first perfection. But your second perfection is when you are united with God forever. You were created to, remember your Baltimore Catechism, know God, love him, and serve him, and be happy with him forever in heaven. Well, on Easter Sunday, the door was opened, and then on Divine Mercy Sunday, you will walk through it. So Father Seraphim used to teach it's actually greater, but he got that from Augustine and St. Gregory Nazianzus. So on Easter Sunday, if we realize what we're about to endure on the next 8 days or celebrate the next 8 days, it might change your life and bring you to salvation. Why? Because on that eighth day, you can walk into heaven, but you can't unless you're spotless. How do you get spotless? You got to get rid of the two stains on your wedding dress. They could be sin, or the result of sin is the punishment. And what does Jesus say on Divine Mercy Sunday? On this one day, go to confession. Now, confession could be any time before. You can go to confession today. If you've been even yesterday, you're in a state of grace. That counts. Go to confession. Receive Holy Communion. And Jesus said, then receive Holy Communion on Divine Mercy Sunday, and you will be completely cleansed of all sin and punishment. In other words, you will be spotless. You will be, Seraphim used to teach, like a second baptism. Your soul will never be cleaner than it is other than your original baptism, as it is on the feast of Divine Mercy Sunday, and it ties to Easter. So in essence, if we then now have been to confession or get to confession and receive Holy Communion on Divine Mercy Sunday, you will have just now completed the second perfection of which Jesus opened the door today on Easter. Don't let Easter be wasted. Jesus gave you this grace to be saved. He has redeemed you now. But whether or not you are saved will come on your eighth day when you die. And when you die to get to heaven, you got to be spotless. And Jesus is telling you how to be spotless. Get to confession and receive Holy Communion. So I finish with this. I will not be able to explain this because we will be having our Divine Mercy show next Sunday. So I want to explain it today. What do you need to do over these next 8 days? The next 8 days, please, I beg you, if you do nothing else the rest of your life, please, these next 8 days, prepare. Thank God for the grace of today. Nothing happens without Easter Sunday. Nothing. Because Jesus, as I said, redeemed us. Door is now open. All those souls in the hell of Sheol or Hades have now been liberated. Now, please, over these next 8 days, beg God for preparation and the grace for what you are about to receive at the end of this Easter octave. It's all one day. At the end of this Easter octave, you will go to communion, either on the vigil next Saturday night or Sunday, Divine Mercy Sunday. You ask God, beg God for this grace and mercy. So after you have been to confession sometime this week, or if you've already been and you're in a state of grace, receive Holy Communion, go back to your pew on Divine Mercy Sunday and make a prayer something like this. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, you promised Saint Faustina that the soul that has been to confession, I have, and the soul that receives Holy Communion, I just did, will receive the complete forgiveness of not only all sin, but all punishment. Lord, please give me this grace. And he will. He has to, because he promised. And so if you do that, you have just fulfilled everything the church has taught for 2,000 years. Lent and your preparation for your time in the desert. You being crucified through your suffering of everyday life. You being redeemed today on Divine Mercy Sunday, saying, Lord, you are my Savior. The door is now open. Help me get through life so on the eighth day when I die, I can be cleansed, purified, and as your spotless bride, enter into heaven, the door that you opened. On that eighth day is Divine Mercy Sunday. This is why I'm a Marian. That's why these guys are Marians, because Divine Mercy Sunday is the complete fulfillment of what Christ has done on Easter. Is it greater? That's debatable. Father Seraphim said yes. I say it's the same because it's all one feast. It's all part of the same feast. But essence is this. Many people will die and go to hell despite Easter Sunday. Don't be one of them. When you go to heaven, be cleansed. Go through that grace of Divine Mercy Sunday. It will be the most important thing you ever do in your entire life. God bless you.
Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have been blessed by this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help spread this podcast to other people throughout the world. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org. Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you.